Hello, my name is Zipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 44. This perek is emotionally fraught. It is a journey through the bitterness of exile. It limns the trials and the suffering of the galus, the exilic experience. Especially poignant is the contrast between the pain and the emunah, the belief that is consistently sustained, that throughout the hardest of times, we never let go of our belief in Hashem. Unlike the previous perakim, this perek does speak in Lashon Rabim, in the plural form. All of Bnei Korach here prophesy as one, lamenting the plight of Bnei Yisrael in exile. This perek begins with a glance towards the past, as transmitted through our fathers, about the great miracles that Hashem performed for Bnei Yisrael in the desert, and about the triumph over the nations whom they captured as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Elokim ba'azneinu shamanu, avoseinu sipru lanu, po'al pa'alta bimehem bimei kedem. O Hashem, with our ears we heard, our forefathers told us, you performed a deed in their days, in days of old. Ata yadcha gayim horashta, vatita'em, tarea le'umim vatishalchem. You, with your hand, you drove out nations, and you planted them. You inflicted harm on kingdoms and sent them away. These miracles and victories didn't happen as a result of their own merits. They happened because Hashem wanted them to happen and chose this path. Ki lo v'charbam yarshu aretz, uzro'am lo hoshia lamo, ki emincha uzro'acha ve'or panecha ki rutzisam. For not by their sword did they inherit the land, neither did their arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, of your countenance, for you favored them. So too in Galus and exile today, we ask that Hashem command our rescues, large and small. And with your help, we will crush our enemies. We don't rely on our own strength, just the faith in what we have seen you do so many times in the past. We pray now that in times like these, you will save us once again. And we are already thanking you, even before the salvation actually arrives. Atahu Malki Elokim Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. You are my king, O Hashem. Command the salvations of Yaakov. Ki lo v'kashti evtach v'charbi lo soshieni. Ki hoshatanu mitzorenu misaneinu hevishosa. I don't trust in my bow, neither will my sword save me. You saved us from our enemies, and you put our enemies to shame. We praised Hashem all day long, and we forever thank your name. But sadly, you have left us alone. Not only are you not fighting our battles in front of us, but rather we have to flee from our enemies as they plunder and loot and treat us as animals to be devoured, while the remnants of us are dispersed among the nations. It seems as if you sold us to our enemies without even setting a price. Our enemies laugh out loud about our plight, and our faces are covered in shame as we endure their mockery. Tishivenu achar minitzar umisanenu shasu lamo. You make us retreat from the adversary and our enemies plunder for themselves. Titnenu ketzon ma'achal uvagoyim zeirisanu. You deliver us as sheep to be eaten and you scatter us among the nations. Timkar amcha velo hon velo ribisa bimchirehem. You sell your people without gain and you did not increase their price. Tisimenu cherpa l'shchenenu la'ag v'keles l'sivivosenu. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those around us. Tesimenu mashal bagayim menod rosh bala'umim. Kol hayom klimasi negdi uvoshes panai kisasni. You make us a byword among the nations, a cause for shaking the head among kingdoms. And all day long my disgrace is before me and the shame of my face has covered me. Mikol mecharef umegadef mipnei oyev umisnakem. From the voice of the one who taunts and who blasphemes because of an enemy and an avenger. But despite all this, we have not forgotten you. We did not break our bond with you. In our hearts, we've never been separate, and we will never leave the path of Torah. Kol zos basnu v'lo shechachnucha, v'lo shikarnu b'rizecha. All of this has befallen us, and we have not forgotten you, neither have we betrayed your covenant. Lo nasog achar libenu v'teit asherenu mini archecha. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps turned away from your path. Ki tikisanu bimkom tanim, vatechas aleinu v'tzalmaves. Even when you crushed us in a place of serpents, and you covered us with darkness, Despite the oppression that we lived through, and we were absolutely in a place of tzalmaves, of the shadow of death, as Rashi explains, tzalmaves is the darkness that can never be enlightened. He explains this in Eov, like the darkness of the grave, deep, distant, removed from any source of illumination. And with all of this, in words so impassioned, the Meshorer asks rhetorically, but have we ever forgotten about you? Have we ever turned to another, to a strange power? You see it all, and you know that our hearts belong only to you. Im shachachnu shem Elokeinu, v'nefros kapeinu le'el zar. If we forgot the name of our Hashem and spread out our palms to a strange God. Halo Elohim yachkar zos, ki hu yodea ta'alumo slev. Will Hashem not search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. For the sake of your name, we have been killed throughout all generations, slaughtered like sheep. Ki alecha horagnu chol hayom, nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. It is for your sake that we were killed all the time, that we were considered as sheep for the slaughter. And then he turns and he says, awaken. Ura, lama sishan Hashem, hakitza al tiznach lanetzach. Awaken, why should you sleep, O Hashem? Arouse yourself, forsake us not forever. Lama fanecha tastir, tishkach anyenu v'lachatzenu. Why do you hide your face from us? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? Kishacha la'afar nafshenu, davka la'aretz bitnenu. For our soul is cast down to the dust, our belly clings to the earth, and at this lowest place, consumed, subsumed by the life here on earth, we say, help us. Kuma ezra salanu, ufidenu leman chastecha. Arise to assist us and redeem us for the sake of your kindness. The only response to such a perek is a sigh of agony. As we read, those of us who still remember the previous generation, those that knew survivors of the Chorban, we alone can recall what they related, the fires and the torture that they lived through. And in spite of it all, they left with their emunah so strong as to transmit it in its fullest potency to future generations. And they then had the wherewithal, whether they were leaders or laymen, to rebuild all of it. How many times have we wondered, individually, collectively, where did they take this superhuman strength? And again, David HaMelech answers us with the song of B'nai Korach, the sons of Korach. They were underground, and they did not give up. They davened to Hashem, and by so doing, they gave strength to those who saw their graves on this earth, who met their demise, to go forth, to ascend, and even to sing to Hashem when they built new lives again. Only the strength of pure belief, of a shout from underground, as we learned, the voices of B'nai Korach resounded, Moshe Emes, V'saraso Emes. Moshe is truth, and his Torah is truth. Such is their strength. There was a man named Elia Tannenhuis, a Holocaust survivor from Belarus. He lost his wife, his children. He survived, but his whole family, an extended family numbering hundreds, were gone. He emigrated to Israel in 1946 and arrived in Haifa on a boat with 150 other survivors to a state of Israel that had not yet been born. Imagine, not immigrants, but war-torn refugees arriving in a derelict port with absolutely no one there to greet them. But not no one. There was one. One person waiting for them. Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman, the Panovizhe Rav. He made a place for them in Haifa, some mattresses. He rented a room in a school to give them somewhere to eat and have their meals. He raised the funds to allow this. And then he spent Shabbos with them. Now, many of them on Shabbos didn't want to hear Divrei Torah, words of Torah, or words of Musar, words of admonishment, words of discipline. They couldn't hear anything that would make any demands on them at all after so many years of suffering. But the Panovizhe Rav was sitting with them, and Friday night he did give them a speech. He himself lost his wife and all of his family besides one son in the war. And he told them that there was once a rabbi of a village who had a wonderful son. In that village, there was a townsperson who was a shoemaker, and he was very successful. And slowly, the shoemaker took initiative and grew his business, and he did very well for himself. And the shoemaker, now businessman, had a daughter. Since he was upwardly mobile, he said, I want my daughter to marry the rabbi's son. He approached the shadchan, he paid the shadchan a lot of money, offered the rav the shidduch. And at first the Shadchan laughed at him, and finally he took the gumption to approach the Rav. The Rav said, very nice, and yeah, thank you, not interested. But with more money and with more persuasion and more Shadchanim, again and again, promised him his son can sit and learn easily and it'll be the best life for him if he would only acquiesce. And the Rav weakened, and finally, more and more and pressure, and the Shidduch happened. And the night of the wedding occurred, and it was a beautiful meal after the chuppah. And this new businessman sat down to the table with a relish and a gusto, and he started eating. And the rabbi saw this behavior, and he called him to the side, and he said, listen, you're not the person you once were. The rabbi took your child to him. You are now family of the rabbi. You upgraded yourself. Your behavior has to reflect that. You can't do the things you used to do. You're in a higher level. The Panavizhya Rav turned and said to this group of survivors, war-torn, suffering, he sat down with them that Shabbos and he said, until now you were plain people, but now you aren't anymore. Hashem took your children. You are now the mechutin with the Ribono Shel Olam. You are his family. You're not the same anymore. You have to act accordingly. So why is this so powerful? When Klal Yisrael suffers losses, what do they do with it? They don't get addicted to sadness. They don't wallow under the debris of their loss. They don't stay earthed. Ki shacha la'afar nafshenu. When we're at our lowest place, that's when we turn and we say, Kuma Ezra Salanu. Hashem, we need you and only you. The exigent call of this perek, we pray for the kavod of Hashem, that there not be any more chilul Hashem through the pains that we suffer, but also that this pain bonds us closer to him, that through the pain, we have come to appreciate him more, call to him more, rely on him more. The Churban is still here, and the prayers for rebuilding and redemption have never been more relevant. Let's use them. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.